distinctive homes, perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home. Let's
talk about Tex. Let's
talk about Tex.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Tex Walker.
Well, let's go and talk to our very own Taylor Tex and Walker. Bernie's in Melbourne. They finally found somewhere to go and live for 24 hours.
To live?
They're playing Hawthorn.
Yes.
God knows where, but he joins us on the Rush Hour. Good afternoon, Tex, and welcome.
Good afternoon, Papa.
Hey, it was a bizarre, chaotic day yesterday. Just run us through it, because you packed your bags, you unpacked them, and then you had to pack them again. And lucky you only packed your jocks and your toothbrush,
and you were going to Brazil to play.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we had a meeting at the club at 11 o'clock. I went in there just thinking we're doing game review, and 20 minutes into the meeting, we got told we had another full meeting with everyone, all players, coaches, and we had to pack our bag and have our bags back at the footy club by 2 o'clock. To then be back at 3 o'clock to fly out at 4 o'clock. So then we got back there and then we got told it wasn't. Then we're going to Queensland. Then we weren't. Then we're going back to Melbourne. Then we're...
Oh, it's Stansbury.
Oh, we're going back to Broken Hill to play. Then we're going to Stansbury.
Turn events over. But
we ended up in Melbourne.
And we popped in the Williston Footy Club too for a beer, I heard.
One lockdown to another lockdown.
So, Tex, that would have tested the patience, mate. So what happens after you play this weekend?
Yes, the patience was tested a bit yesterday afternoon for a few of the older guys, but we found out that we're playing Hawthorn Saturday night at Etihad.
Because you were... Well, there's a rumour going around you possibly could play a showdown this weekend. Was that ever on the table? Was that just rumours?
I think it was on the table for a period of time, and for whatever reason that got taken off, I think. So I'm pretty sure that we were going to play it up in Queensland because there was no footy to be in South Australia. Port couldn't go to Queensland because they'd been in Victoria.
Mess. Hey, did it cross your mind not to go, or did it cross any of the senior players' minds?
I wouldn't say cross my mind not to go, but you had to have the conversation with having family at home, whether Ellie would be fine to be able to look after the kids without me, and she's going into 7-day lockdown as well, so it's going to be pretty tough for her, but the club have been awesome with the support they've been able to give everyone that have families back in Adelaide.
Hey, Tex, so once this weekend's done and dusted, though, what do the next 3 weeks hold? Any idea?
Oh, I'll probably sit back and watch the Olympics, Blue, to be honest. I don't know.
You're over it.
No, I'm not too sure, mate. I reckon it'll be day by day, and we'll see how things track back in South Australia. We're hoping to come back at some stage, but plan that we're going to be here for the rest of the season.
Jeez, how's that, Jazz? You just got to pack your bags within a couple of hours.
I told you, I wouldn't do it. I couldn't cope.
Go on for 5 weeks.
I'm staying home with the family.
Just got to touch on the game on the weekend. Message from Nixie after, because in the presser and any media he's done, he sounded a little bit angry.
Yeah, I think he's got a little bit frustrated the fact that we've been training a fair bit of, like, our ability to defend the ground, and on the weekend we're pretty ordinary in that area. So you can understand his frustration, and we're pretty lucky, Ben. We get to train on the G tonight.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll be able to train a couple of those things, and hopefully this weekend we can put it in place against Hawthorn.
Texan, how did you find the balance with Tex Walker, Himmelberg, Fogarty and Lynch inside that forward 50 over the weekend?
Yeah, well, I think the forward stoppages were about 5 to 20, so our ability to keep in the forward half wasn't at the standard for our forwards.
Yeah.
And in saying that, it's a whole team effort to be able to keep it in your front half, but we've certainly got to be able to be better at that and get a few more stoppages, which allows us to try and hit the scoreboard. So if we can do that this weekend, I'm sure we'll be fine being able to play all four of us.
Hey, Tex, where are we at, do you think? We're promising start to the season, and where we are at now. Do you reckon we've gone backwards a bit?
I'm in Melbourne and you're still in Adelaide, aren't you?
Yeah, but you flew forwards.
Well, yes. Oh, yeah. Well, sideways, sort of. Up, sideways. But what do you mean where we're at?
Well,
where are they at?
The first six rounds I thought was very promising coming off the pre-season, and then it just feels like we've possibly gone backwards as a team in terms of our standard.
I think we're just still growing and developing, Blue, to be honest. We've had a lot of young guys debut this year, a lot of young guys debuted last year and still finding their feet. So our group's just growing and developing, so we can certainly get better in areas. And I think our ability, our challenge as a group is to be able to do it consistently. That's a, if you look on the weekend, probably throughout the last bit of each quarter, we fade away, and that's when teams really punish us. So if we can hold that and continue doing that for consistent four quarters, we'll be fine.
Hey, the talk around Darcy Fogarty, I thought he played pretty well on the weekend, hit the scoreboard. I'm sick of him going out of the team. Can you just leave him in there? I know you're not on the selection panel, but can you leave him in there and give him a fair run at it? I'm sick of hearing all this, oh, he needs to be fitter, he needs to work harder in the off-season. He came back fit. He can do what, he can be a Tom Hawkins. I know he's a superstar, but he can sit in the sit up forward and he's strong in the contest. I feel like, I don't know, it frustrates
like
me, he keeps going out.
People like Roo.
Yeah, Roo says that all the
he's
time.
A marathon runner.
Yeah, we don't have to be.
Yeah. Good. Well said, Bern.
Yeah, do you agree?
I agree, mate. I'll give you Nixie's number. Give him a call. And tell him
what is it? Pull it out loud.
Yeah, I'll read it out. He's just walking past me now.
Well, chuck
I'll
him
tell
on.
You want to speak to him.
If he wants to come on.
The boys are saying they want you to keep fogging more often. Bernie, Bluey and Joe. Who are you with, Bernie and Bluey? Who do you?
They're the main two.
Bernie and Bluey.
Yeah, ABC, Nixie said.
Oh, top rating. top rating show.
Top rating, Rush
The Rush Hour.
He said he'll put it on the to-do list for you, boys.
Yeah, good. Well, thank you.
Take care. Good luck. Have a good hit out. And, I wish Clarko and Sam Mitchell all the best.
when are we having a beer, Tex? Well, we don't know now.
Oh, who knows, mate? Could be in 2024, mate.
Oh, Jesus.
See you, young man. Good luck
See
in the lockdown.
Sir.
Tex Walker there from the Adelaide Crows.